Smash Talk.
Oh, here we go. Believers, back to the Nerd Smash Talk Cast. My name is LT Thornton, and I am one of your hosts, and I am joined by the world's greatest, beardliest, friendliest, elfiest co-host, Mr. Steve Woods. Look at that profile shot.
What up, dude?
What up, man? How's your week been?
Started out good with the day off, but, you know, work eventually comes for you.
It does. I got the whole week off, so I am not.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm just chilling. I'm chilling.
Big baller.
Not really, because no matter how far you go, the work will find you.
Yeah, it does. It does. No matter what.
There is no escape.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys again to listening to another episode of the Nerd Smash Talk Cast. And if this is your first time here, we just want to let you know that it is our mission on the Nerd Smash Talk Cast to bring you the latest in nerd entertainment, whether it involves movies, TV, video games, D&D, science, comic books, anime, wrestling, whatever. We will cover it because, hey, guess what? I don't know if you knew this, but being a nerd is just not as limiting as you think that it is.
Man, listen. When we talked about G.I. Joe,
yes,
I have done nothing but think about that since.
This is a reference to last week's episode. Yeah, if you guys have not seen it, go check that out if you haven't listened to it already.
I know somebody's mad at us for leaving something out. I wish they would say it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't know. This is how it's supposed to be.
Why did you guys not pitch the shipwreck movie? Come on.
Right.
Shipwreck deserves a trilogy. Well, we got to work up to the Shipwreck trilogy.
Right. He can have his detective trilogy or whatever he wants.
Right. You can't just phase one Shipwreck. That's not. No one's going to take your universe seriously.
We might be wrong. Let us know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
I want to see your pitches.
Isn't G.I. Joe a subdivision of the Army? Like, why do they have a naval force with Shipwreck?
You know, I feel like they work like in an autonomous situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You just bring in special forces across?
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know.
I feel like the Navy and the Marines, well, Marines are part of the Navy. The Navy and the Air Force would have problems with that. Like, we have our own special teams and you're kind of stealing from the rest of those, you know. The normal teams that we do.
Well, I mean, you've got your normal teams that fight normal things, and then you've got the G.I. Joes that fight snake men.
And terrorist super weapons.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. They're not, going to go on some covert op to, I mean, I guess they could.
They could, but...
G.I. Joe feels very loud.
It's very loud. And it's very loud because I feel like they would be like something covert.
Right.
But they never really kill anyone. They just shoot lasers.
Yeah. Right.
But they're the only ones that have lasers.
Both sides shoot lasers. Yeah. And everyone kind of looks at their battles and goes, huh.
There's a lot of destruction here, but... For whatever reason, nobody counts. His parent are still standing.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know.
He's got to have the parrot. The parrot will be voiced by Chris Pratt.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. So, now that we've gone on another G.I. Joe rant, let's talk to you guys a little bit about what we're going to talk about on the show today. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Top Gun Maverick. It's still here. It's still hanging around. We're going to talk about what that means. why that feels maybe a little weird. You know, so we'll get into that conversation. Also, our good man Steve here has watched the first two episodes of Lord of the Rings. I haven't yet because I'm a piece of garbage. So
I'm a piece of garbage.
Hey there, still checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage. So we're going to check into Steve's first impressions of some of that first two episodes there. And I was just going to have a brief note on the recent conversation around that and
the state of Lord of the Rings and
it's the state of high fantasy, the state of high fantasy. Apparently we're just going to have a short conversation.
Like we don't want to get negative.
We just need to
talk about some things.
We just got to talk about a tiny thing and then we'll move on. Yeah. Guys. So there's that. In our latest round of, what is Warner Brothers Discovery doing right now?
That's not we have some updates. How you pitched it.
You're right, but I can't say how I pitched it, so we're going to go with this.
What is the state of Warner Brothers these days?
We'll call it WBDF. And I'll let you determine what those letters all stand for.
Sounds good.
So, some news surrounding DC Fandom, which is the event that we have covered on this show for the last 2 years.
And have loved it.
Yeah, big time. Well, last year was all right.
Mm-hmm. The first year was great.
First year was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We were also in the middle of a pandemic. We got some rumors about something coming with Black Adam. So, we're going to talk about Black Adam a little bit on this show as well. We also got some news about Paramount Plus. It is combining with Showtime. We're going to talk a little bit about what that might mean and what that involves. And then we have some speculation regarding the upcoming D23 and Disney Plus Day. And what we could see, what we'd like to see. And of course, we follow all that up with our final question. So as you can see, it's a very jam-packed show.
Yeah.
Hope you guys can strap in. We're going to try to keep it under an hour for you, but hopefully it doesn't go 20 minutes over like it did last week.
G.I. Joe.
It was G.I. Joe, to be fair. We spent 45 minutes ranting about G.I. Joe. So.
Ow.
I don't know. So with that out the way, let's go ahead and dive into our first story, and that is Top Gun Maverick. It's still here. It continues to remain at the box office despite being released on digital already. And because it's just got the legs of all legs, it just crossed the fifth highest grossing movie of all time, which is Black Panther, which I know some people feel a certain type of way about that. I'm not going to get into, you know, feeling any type of way that it passed a movie like Black Panther or something. But you brought up a question in our group chat, which is something feels weird about this now, right?
It does feel weird. Okay. I mean, didn't this thing come out around Memorial Day?
Was it Memorial Day? I remembered it got pushed back. It must have been early June. Okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it feels weird, right? It feels weird because, A, it is on streaming service now. Mm-hmm. It's still in the theaters. Why? I see it's still making money, but how? Who's still going to see Top Gun Maverick and selling out and buying up theaters enough for them to continue to run it, is my question. Who's doing it?
So here's the thing. People are... Well, first of all, the movie gets to hang around in theaters because it is a movie that is proven to do well, and movie theaters, which they need that. They need a movie that will draw in people to come see it, especially movies that are on their second, third, and fourth rewatches, right? This is why something like an Avengers movie hangs around a few more weeks longer than a typical movie and stuff like that. And with a very dry summer movie season that was supposed to be capped by like a, you know, your Thors and your Jurassic World Dominions and all these other movies that came out. This one has endured, and the movie theaters are like, we still fill out some pretty good seats with this thing. So
yeah,
it can stay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like there's ulterior motives here. And I don't know who's buying these tickets, because I don't know who's still going to see this thing. Now, listen to me. I've been a huge proponent for this movie since I saw it the weekend that it came out. I've told you to go see it several times. I told Boyd to go see it several times. Right. I know people that have gone to the theater and seen it multiple times. I myself was about to buy a ticket for the second time. That being said, something's rotten here.
I don't know
if I don't like it.
I can't pinpoint to anything specifically being rotten. I will say that it is enjoying that Titanic run of, and I say Titanic as in the movie Titanic, because Titanic was allowed to stay in the movie theaters. Wasn't it from like January to April or December to April? Didn't it
come back or something like that?
It came back later, but I'm talking about its initial run was for like 4 months straight, because in the 90s, if a movie did, you know, $2 billion like it did, you know,
it just that didn't movie, stop.
It just didn't. Forrest
Gump was just in the theater.
People are just going back to seeing it. And I feel like that's what's happening with this movie, where people are just going back to seeing it, it for whatever reason. Now,
what I don't want to want this to come across as hate, because I really did enjoy the movie. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
However, that is 100% the Death Star trench run. Don't pretend it's not. Don't pretend that everything that was taken in this movie didn't come from somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's another 80s reboot.
Yeah, it's how you package it, how you sell it. I get that. There's just something off for me.
Credit to the filmmakers for capturing this sense of something. Yeah. I just feel like, again, the wrong lesson is going to be learned from this movie, right?
Right.
And the better that it continues to do, the more sure I feel that, you know, this is going to be something that is, it's going to cause waves for the future. Yeah, right, exactly.
For our future, when everything tries to come back. So all of those one and dones now need a prequel or a sequel.
Yeah.
And that's not a good look.
I mean, and credit to Top Gun for having such, you know, brand endurance for like one movie to basically hold with Tom Cruise from like forever ago. Right.
It never left me.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I felt like when I got in the theater, like, oh, I don't feel like I've skipped anything here. I don't feel like I've missed anything in the 20, 30 years or whatever it'd been since I'd seen the original Top Gun. So, and for me, it never left. And there was always those jokes still before this Maverick came out.
Yeah. You know?
So, I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird to me. So maybe there is something to that. I just feel like it's all people like my age that keep going to see this thing over and over and over again and not even watching it. Just doing it. Just doing it at this point. I don't know what that's about. What are you trying to prove?
I mean,
what's your motivation?
I don't know if it necessarily has a motivation.
Oh,
it's just,
come on.
I truly don't. I mean, if I had something conclusive, you know, I'd say it on here. It is definitely weird. It certainly came out of nowhere. It's the biggest surprise of 2022. I could say by a pretty long shot.
It's not that damn good.
Well, I mean. To some people, it's everything, right? It's cinema, and especially like how they shot the planes and everything. It's like people are like, "Yo, like movies haven't made me feel this way in a long time."
True. And I said that. Yeah.
Right. So I don't want to crap on this movie. Me personally, I'm not that interested in it. But if it gets people, if there's a movie that's getting people out to the theaters, I feel the same way about this. That I also did about Everything Everywhere All at Once. I'm like, that has to be seen in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, that is a great movie. By the way, that movie just hit Amazon Prime Video for free, I think.
Oh, did it? Okay.
I think so. Okay. Yeah, double check that. But I would totally, like, if you guys can watch that, go on Amazon Prime and, like, turn that sucker on. It's a great movie.
Nuance, storytelling, character depth.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Comedy.
Right.
Goodness gracious. All of it. A lot of those things it has that Top Gun Maverick does not.
Well. Yeah, I see you fully embrace the hate within you.
Just took a few weeks. Let's not pretend. Me and Boyd are pleased. Let's not pretend. You know, it was all fun and games, and I was like, yuck, yuck, yuck. Now it's kind of like, ew.
I've been telling you for weeks.
You even said you saw this coming.
I did. Once it had that ridiculous couple of, like, first couple of weeks,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is gonna be massive. And then I was like, yeah, it's got legs. It's gonna hang around. So have fun with that. And you're like, oh, it's still doing it. It's still doing it. And I'm like, watch it keep going.
It's going to hurt your feelings in a minute.
The wrong lessons. The wrong lessons.
You did.
Get ready. And then you're going to watch some ridiculous 80s movie is about to come back with, like, the biggest budget. $250 million for a... for a Running Man reboot.
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's got to be something. What's that next one? What's that icon film that has to have a sequel now that was a one and done?
That also stars, like...
A huge, iconic... Yeah.
Who is now not too old to do it? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Who is immortal like Tom Cruise? Who is that?
Right. So, yeah. That's...
I don't like it.
That's where we are. So, we'll keep following it. We'll see where it ends up settling. But I think it's probably... It actually had a resurgence because the last couple of weeks, like, some movies came out that were not that good. Yeah, and they were like, you know what? That is good. Top Gun.
Yeah. And it beat them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ridiculous. I never seen this something like this happen before. But, you know, we're also coming at a very different time for movie theaters. So I can't say that it's not too surprising. I'm just telling you, Hollywood's going to be like, By the way, get ready for 9 Top Gun spinoffs. The Top Gun Cinematic Universe.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God. Yeah, you're probably right.
Why'd you think they were trying to set up a new generation? How many of these new generation movies where they're like, we're setting up the next generation, and then you never hear about that franchise continuing on after that at all?
This ain't that one.
This is that one.
This is the one we're going to see.
This is the one we're going to see. We're about to get, who's Miles Teller's character's name?
Whatever.
Yeah, no, he's... You're going to get Top Gun, his character's name, colon.
Yeah. This is going to turn into the Fast and Furious franchise, watch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Too fast, too top. Two guns.
Two guns.
Man. So, let's go ahead and move on to our next story here.
Yeah, I'm feeling not good about that.
Yeah, right. Again, we're going to keep following that. Lord of the Rings, you've watched the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you go ahead and give us some of those impressions without giving us too many like spoilers on it.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about that second conversation after.
Without any spoilers. Okay. So it's big. It's big. There's a scale there that I wasn't prepared for sure.
Yeah. How much did they spend on this show?
$250 million? I don't know. You can see it for sure. The CGI, the special effects, those are all there in blazing 4K, and it looks phenomenal. I had a lot of fun with it. I liked the characters. I like the story so far. There's some really awesome things going on in the first and second episode. Can't wait to get to the third. It's on there. I just haven't had a chance to watch it. Just some really cool battle stuff. It was just good, man. You'll have to check it out because I don't want to give too much away. If I keep talking, I'm going to talk about some specific characters doing some stuff. That was awesome. But yeah, had a lot of fun. I have room in my heart for both Lord of the Rings and House of the Dragon, so I'm not mad at either one of them right now.
Okay, that's good. I'm still working my way through the last couple episodes of Sandman. Then I'm.
Oh, can I say something else real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, go for it.
I am not a fan of the movies, Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I liked Return of the King and half of the second one, whatever that is.
Two Towers.
Tree Walkings Are Us. I don't know. But, yeah, the Fellowship of the Ring, I can't stand it. I saw it in the theater and wanted to leave. So, and the other two are literally just okay. This is not that.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you found it very exciting. I know a lot of people have found the first two episodes very dry.
Oh. How?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet. Man, it just, it's, things go down.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird. All right. Okay.
I'm with it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I will definitely look forward to checking that out. But yeah, for now, seems like you're in it for the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch it all the way through. It's good stuff.
Man, it seems hard to be like super invested in this and House of the Dragon. It's like, how much am I giving to like this high fantasy D&D kind of concept?
Can I tell you? Like, you know my feelings on fantasy, and that's one of the reasons I didn't watch Game of Thrones until 5 years after you were pestering me to like, you gotta watch it. It just wasn't even on my radar of things to watch. I'm not a super huge fan of fantasy. And I was telling my wife, like, I just don't know if I can do both. She was like, shut up. Shut up. It's a show. Shut up. And so she was right.
That's my favorite tagline. She's literally
like, stop being a baby. Shut up. Like, we're just, it's a show. And you know her. Like, you know, you can see it.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite review of a show. I feel like if you had a DVD cover and it had like the review tagline underneath it, which just said,
yeah,
quote, shut up, it's a show.
Yep. That's how she broke it down.
Ooh, that is
like literally... why are you overthinking this? Just sit down. What do you like, sit down like you do all the time and watch a show.
Yeah.
Stop whining.
That's so funny. All right. Well, Lord of the Rings. I will get to you. I promise. I just got to finish getting through the Sandman first, which is another high concept kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll get there.
It's tough for me to get through that, man.
Sandman
is kind of dragging for me. Not that the content is dragging.
Yeah.
I just can't do, I can't binge it like I want to.
Yeah.
Like there's something holding me back. Like I have to stop.
Yeah. I feel like I have to process some of the episodes. Most I can get through is like two at once, but then I have to just kind of stop and be like, all right, we're dealing with some heady material here. Also, I'm watching this pretty late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Okay, let's move on to our next story.
Oh wait, we gotta talk about that. The thing.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry.
Talk about the thing.
So we have to bring up a minor tidbit here, and it seems that there is we don't normally talking about a lot of negativity on this show, but there is
excuse me.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Steve likes talking about negativity, but we usually try to avoid it. Especially, you know, I think there's something to say if we're trying to keep some elements of the real world out of our, nerd fun times.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And we like to keep things light and breezy on here sometimes, but I do have to say, like, you know, the whole internet discourse currently going on about, you know, do persons of color exist in high fantasy?
Yeah.
Which apparently a larger contingent than I thought feel that they do not or should not. And guys, this is a made up place. This is made up stories, you know.
It's made up. This is right. Make-believe. Are you saying brown people can't exist in your make-believe?
Right. Just because we didn't see any in the previous yeah. three movies, you have to remember that was early 2000s. Like, we were openly criticizing it back then, too. It was like, yeah. I ain't gonna see those movies. Ain't no black people in that.
Right. Well, here's the deal. So, I'm watching Lord of the Rings, right? And I'm seeing this. It didn't even register that it would ever be perceived as a negative.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I don't know anything about the deeper lore here. I don't know. There is a man who I assume is a black guy that is an elf, and I didn't even think anything about it.
I believe he's a hobbit, not an elf.
There is an elf.
Oh,
who is like a police officer or something like that. And I assume that he's going to be a bigger part of the story, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't even strike me as weird because he's an elf. Like, we're talking about elves. Elf? You're mad that he's brownish? It's an elf. Like, what do you, I don't know why that's a bad thing.
Because I think we're used to a certain depiction of elves in a way, very elegant and pale skinned.
It is an elf.
Well, you know,
like I don't get it. It doesn't exist.
Some people have a very narrow view of their fantasy, and
the hobbits were brownish. I can't tell. They look more like me. Like they were some kind of brownish, like
yeah,
a pale brown. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they were black. I don't know if they were, you know, Middle Eastern or I don't know. They could have just been, I don't know. I just don't understand the hate. After we talked about it, or after I found out there was hate, I went back and looked like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you get to say what an elf and a hobbit look like? Who are you? What's happening? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a weird conversation to be having right now. And honestly, like, part of the reason I didn't want to bring it up is because this whole quote-unquote controversy will be forgotten about by next week.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
Because it is leaking over both in Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, and in House of the Dragon, because House of the Dragon has their own, even though the lore makes sense for like the brown people that exist over there because they come from Essos. Essos is like a blending of like Africa and Asia, so it makes sense that
we've seen all kinds of nationalities and races from Game of Thrones. I don't know why that's an issue. I didn't even see that from Game of Thrones. I know what you're talking about, and it doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
Yeah. It's
here's when, listen.
We don't have to dwell on this anymore.
We don't have to dwell on it.
It's just like,
I just think it's weird.
If you have a problem with like certain things showing up in your high fantasy, I just need you to pay attention.
Your dragon shows.
I just need you to pay attention to the second word of that whole high fantasy moniker. It's fantasy. It's make believe. You know, if these people came in and they were talking ducks that held tridents and they spoke Klingon, that would be a thing that exists. If it doesn't fit within the lore itself, I could see where, you know, you're trying to conceptualize, like, I don't understand how these trident ducks fit into the pre-established universe of Lord of the Rings. But, like, somebody's skin tone, it's like, it's not going to matter that much, right? So, all right. Now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Yeah.
Gross. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about WDB. I messed this up already.
Oh, dang.
WBDF, or what's going on with Warner Brothers Discovery this week. And so far, Nothing major, but we did find out that they have officially canceled DC FanDome moving forward. Now, Steve, we've participated in the last two FanDomes. They've been wildly different. Describe, you know, some of our experience with running the FanDome.
In 2022, I couldn't get enough. I was on it from the time that it started till the time that it ended.
They had You said 2020, pardon me. Yeah.
2020, I was on it from the time it started till the time it ended. I didn't know what I was going to get, but man, was it fun. You know, they talked about some video games. They talked about some TV shows. They had panels. They had trailers. They had titles. It was the whole thing. They just did it all. They even had in 2020 that little animated cinematic of Black Adam. You remember that? Yeah, I mean, they just did the whole thing, dude. It was so much fun. And I even remember talking about it like, this is what Comic-Con should have been this year. Yeah. Because they did so well. Yeah. 2021 last year wasn't as fun. They did do some stuff that was cool. They did show Gotham Knights last year, which was awesome. And they also showed that Peacemaker show.
Mm-hmm.
They showed that. And they also showed the Suicide Squad video game.
Yeah.
And they revealed Superman. You remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Love it or hate it, they did something.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, they did something. But yeah, I thought they did well. I don't know. You know, I certainly didn't hate either one of them. So.
Right. And it worked as kind of a nice counterbalance to, you know, the Marvel announcements that we get with D23.
Yeah.
And you know, such like that. And it was definitely a response to the pandemic, because Comic-Con was canceled that year. So they had to have a way to announce some of these projects, and they did this DC FanDome, and you could tell there was a lot of love and effort put into it. And, you know, it's just interesting to go back and look at now, and you're like, boy, what are we doing?
what happened? Yeah. Where are we?
Unsure. But we are here, so I think that's a bummer, and I hope I think they still have to do some restructuring with what they're doing with the universe. That's probably a little bit why there's not a FanDome happening, too. It could easily come back, but I'm sure a lot of projects that were, like, sitting here probably waiting to be announced for this thing are now, I don't know if the thing exists anymore or not.
I mean, when you cancel so much, what are you going to announce?
Yeah.
What are you going to show?
I would probably say that they go into it. They have a full plan by this time next year, and we get a FanDome that comes back, and it's just like, this is our slate for the next X number of years.
Yeah.
You know, Feige presentation style, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing this. So let's see. We'll keep following that and see if that comes back around. But another thing is that there's a rumor, and we normally don't talking about rumors, but there is a rumor that we are getting a Black Adam trailer in the very near future, possibly in the next week.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's time. It comes out. We got pushed back, didn't it?
No, I think
Black Adam's still on schedule for this year.
So that movie and Don't Worry Darling are like the only movies that they're releasing this year. Okay. Which
I'm looking forward to Black Adam. I don't necessarily need another trailer. It's already got my money.
I've heard it's tested really well with some test audiences.
Yeah. Well, also The Rock. I mean, I'm a fan, you know. I know some people can take him or leave him, and some people can't stand him. I'm there for it. I
heard this theory that The Rock is he's viewing Black Adam through the pro wrestling mindset, and he looks at I've got to get Black Adam over to the regular audience so that he becomes one of the premier pieces. And I feel like he has a hand in sculpting the DC universe right now. Which is why he keeps throwing out that line, like, the balance of power has just shifted. Like, I'd be very interested if DC's movie slate becomes a lot more Black Adam focused and a lot less Superman focused.
I am such a sucker, dude. Because that line gets me every time.
The balance of power.
Yeah.
Bro, he had it screen printed on the back of a hoodie.
I'm not mad at him.
I just feel like he's booking himself in like the 90s wrestling territory or something. Awesome. Where he's like, I am the main draw of this universe now. Your only other big major movie is Ezra Miller, who is a full criminal.
Well, let me tell you, that's a great tagline for him.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing else. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The balance of power has shifted to me.
Yeah.
Me and me alone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely talk interesting.
That talk. That's where I'm at.
By the way, what is today? Today is Tuesday, September 6th. This is the day where you said Black Adam being the center of the DC universe is awesome. I will be referencing this day moving forward. When you inevitably turn on it.
You know I'm going to.
You were so going to.
I'm still excited about it.
If I hear one more Black Adam piece of propaganda, I'm about to lose it. Man, I hated that movie.
Oh God, I hope I don't hate it. I want to like it.
Yeah.
I
want to like it too, but
I'm looking forward to it.
There's some things
there that I've seen that I like. I don't know.
What concerns me is how excited he is that he gets to talk about. He's like, you know, the normal superheroes in this DC universe can't kill, but Black Adam, he's a little different. And I'm like, are we saying killing's good? What are we? I guess I'm viewing with superheroes in a slightly different way, but I thought the thing we were supposed to be aspiring to from them
is not murder.
Right. Black Adam gets to kill, and that's cool. He's booking himself to be a Stone Cold level tweener in this in this DC universe.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
Glass shatters.
The Rock stuff.
Glass shatters. Black Adam shows up. By God, that's Black Adam. Oh, my God.
Yeah. By God.
He'll go full WCW with it and book himself in a match against Superman where he pins him after like 2 minutes. By God, he beat Superman, the Man of Steel, in 2 minutes.
Oh, by God.
He made Superman look like a chump. You know what he says, folks? The balance of power in the DC universe has just shifted.
By God, the balance of power is shifting.
By God, it's shifted. It's shifted, JR. It's shifted.
Oh, God.
I don't know about the balance of power in your universe, but Black Adam 316 says the balance of power has just changed. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Look for that Black Adam 316 shirt. I feel like that's great crossover marketing. He can't.
He's like, I'm gonna post that on his Twitter.
You're for real gonna give him this idea? You better see residuals if I Black better. Adam 316, and then you split those residuals with me.
You got it.
We're not seeing a dime of this.
Nope. Look, it'll be like delete.
Right. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's move on to our next story, and that is No, we're done talking about that.
Oh, okay.
So Paramount Plus and Showtime looks like they are combining into one streaming service. Which is interesting because Paramount Plus just combined with CBS All Access less than a year ago, I want to say.
Right, right.
So again, the streaming services are convalescing into the eventual one streaming service.
What I'm looking for, because I already have Paramount Plus, so what I'm looking forward to from Showtime is...
Don't say Dexter.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all, sir. I don't care. I would never pay for a Showtime subscription. I don't even know why that's an announcement. They could have done that quietly and I would have never noticed.
What, you know, they've got the whole Showtime After Dark library, right? They can go into an 18 plus section in the catalog somewhere, right?
Cue Pornhub music. I don't care anything about that.
That's the only... I remembered when I was a kid growing up, like, what? Cinemax, HBO, Stars. After midnight is when the fuzzy channels would come on.
Yeah. I remember that, but I didn't have any... It wasn't Stars. But it was like Cinemax, and I don't remember Showtime, but I do remember Cinemax, but you know.
I remember it was Showtime After Dark, and then it was Cinemax because they nicknamed it Skinemax, and then just HBO doing whatever. So, you know, they can throw that on there.
Yeah.
That'll separate them from HBO Max.
I'll take a subscription to that.
BET Uncut was definitely in there.
You remember all those crazy videos? They were wild. Anyway.
I was like, yo, this shouldn't even be on television right now. Who is not monitoring?
Right. Who let this happen?
Right.
You aren't supposed to see that on regular TV. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Oof. BET Uncut, yeah. All right, let's go to our next story.
Why did you make me say BET Uncut? I can't stand you.
Why did I make you say it? That is not my fault, sir. Not my fault at all. Anyway,
Showtime, yippee.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. We'll continue to monitor that. lastly, later this week is Disney Plus Day, which is, I believe Thursday, September, what is that, 9th? Yeah. And then D23 is happening, the end of this week. So that's the 9th, the 10th, and 11th. And we are getting announcements from, Marvel and Disney Games. We're getting Marvel Studios announcements, Lucasfilm announcements, and 20th Century announcements. Along with Disney and Pixar. Uh-huh. So this is a big weekend. We're going to get a lot of stuff by the end of this weekend.
Man, I can't wait.
We're going to have to try to cover it all in next week's episode.
Yeah.
So they better not drop this Black Adam trailer because I'm going to be super ticked off if we have to cover. Why would you compete with that, though?
They'll come out on Thursday. They're going to come with it on Thursday.
If they did it out this... In front of it, man, maybe that's possible, but like, even still, you're gonna be
in the aftermath. They don't want to,
but what point is it to be in front of it and then immediately be forgotten about? Not even a day, not even a day. Like, if they would have done it late last week or what, even like Sunday or Monday this week before that, have a 4 or 5 days where people are like, yo, Black Adam looks dope. But instead, if they drop it in the middle of this chaotic weekend, that's just not a good look to me, in my opinion. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, do you have any speculations on some of the things that we're going to get?
Ooh, man. I saw that we may get, like, some Secret Invasion stuff. I think that's the next series coming up, isn't it?
Is that this year? No.
I think it's... Isn't it November?
Black Panther is November. I don't think we have a series for the rest of this year, but let me see.
Man, that's kind of weird, don't you think?
Maybe. Hold on. Let me do a quick search here. Yeah. Well, we've got footage for it.
Spring 23.
Yeah, that feels more right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything else coming this fall, which is interesting because that would be a considerable break, which honestly I think the MCU kind of needs. It kind of needs to space this stuff out a little bit more.
I mean, we're still deep in She-Hulk too. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm doing another search to double check. What else is coming?
We have Andor this week. Ooh.
Andor? No, Andor's not this week. It's not till the 21st.
Oh. What are we in? Oh. Well.
Let me see. Thor, Love, and Thunder. Stop. Okay. Go away. WandaVision, Loki, She-Hulk. What if season 2? We might get What If Season 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I can definitely see that.
There's no official date for that, but it's a strong possibility we could get that before the end of the year. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special is supposed to be this December. And that's going to close out our year. So, yeah, once She-Hulk's done, we're going to pretty much ride that mid-October when it ends to pretty much the end of the year. Unless What If is just like 9 or 10 episodes of like, we're gonna bring it home, baby.
Yeah, just drop it in there. Yeah, that may be too. I feel like that's probably done. You know what I mean? Like they left out one of those episodes to go into season 2.
Yeah.
The episode with Gamora. So maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see some of that there. I think we might get some casting news.
Oh, we're gonna get it. I'm positive.
A ton. Like,
Kevin Feige's coming hard with D23.
Yeah.
Like, he specifically said, like, we decided to pull up to Hall H with, you know, some of our best bits, which is, you know, 2 freaking Avengers announcements. Mm-hmm. But he's like, we're saving the rest of it for D23. D23 is the parent show. That's who that's the real audience they want to show out for.
Yeah.
Like, man. Disney's like, you can go ahead and please your little nerdy friends over here in San Diego, but you bring the heat to D23. You feel me?
Yeah. You bring that home.
Like, all the shows that we didn't hear about, like, there's a ton of press and strong indication that there is going to be a Wonder Man show. They didn't announce the release date for the Armor Wars series. There's rumors that they already have the cast in place for Fantastic Four and that they're going to be showing up in other projects either before or after. And just all kinds of swirling stuff about casting and stuff. I didn't want to get too deep into it, but there is a rumor that Denzel Washington may be attached to a project. That's insane if that's true. I really hope that's true because Denzel Washington in the MCU just sounds super fun.
The roof is going to go.
Yeah, especially if we get like a Blue Marvel. Ooh. Hold it in.
How perfect is that, though?
It would be great, especially if they do his story like how they did it in the comics. That would be insane. So, for the rest of that, we're going to leave the speculation. And again, we'll have full coverage of that for you guys next week on the podcast. So
now they're doing Star Wars on Sunday, right?
No, Star Wars and Marvel are on the same Saturday. Time. So it's 10 a.m. Pacific time to 12 p.m. Pacific time Saturday. So I don't know what that translates to East Coast for us.
I mean, we'll probably get some, like an Ahsoka trailer there, I would imagine.
Ahsoka trailer? I would, maybe even like a new Star Wars Visions trailer, because that's coming pretty soon, right?
Yep, it sure is.
Mandalorian. That Mandalorian is going to officially drop.
Because that's January. Yeah, that's January, February for that one. Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lord forbid, Lord forbid if they say the words Book of Boba Fett Season 2, I will throw things.
You saw, man, that won some Emmy Awards. Did you see that?
Oh, it's just like technical stuff, dude.
Right. For special effects, for slow speed chases, that would just give Emmy Awards out for that.
I don't, they didn't win it specifically
for
that.
We just give Emmys to Thundercat?
No, they won an Emmy for Danny Trejo next to a Rancor. That's what they got. That's what they got.
Yeah. They did it. Yeah,
they did it. They did. Oh, and they made...
And they did do Wowm. They did that.
Yeah, right. Also, they fully... Like, okay, tell them they didn't deserve their flowers. They recreated Luke Skywalker in full. And it made it believable.
And he looked good.
Now, he wasn't supposed to be... And then he
did some dumb shit.
Oh. He wasn't supposed to be in that show. He was supposed to be in a different show.
Yeah, right. That wasn't Boba Fett.
Nothing about that story had anything to do with Boba Fett.
No, not even a little bit. None of those characters had anything to do with Boba Fett.
It's like the Skywalker family just walked into a show and said, "Move."
Man, well, they are bullies. They have been for 40 plus years. Stop them, someone.
They can't help it. They're secretly Palpatines. It's that Palpatine nature, baby.
Oh, man.
It is me all along.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah. Lots exciting to look forward to.
I didn't realize it was this weekend. I lost time somewhere.
I've been looking forward to this week for a while.
Yeah.
As much as I was excited.
Everywhere, dude. Everywhere.
Oh, I will be live. I'm centering my morning around. I got nothing else going on.
Nice.
Nothing.
Nice. That's cool.
Be there with popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go. Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our last question before we sign off here.
Sure.
And this was an interesting one that you brought up. So hopefully we don't have a lot of time to dwell on it, but you asked the question, would Star Wars be better if Disney had not purchased them and roped them into their kind of plans and given them all this money?
Mm-hmm.
That's a super interesting question. We didn't even talk about this at all. I just pondered on it for a second. Yeah. So, I'm assuming then that George Lucas has full control of
everything
with the show. Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't get Book of Boba Fett.
No.
We probably don't get the latest trilogy. I don't think that happens.
We probably don't get Mandalorian or whatever that is.
We don't get Mandalorian.
Yeah.
We don't. There's no Solo.
What about the end of Clone Wars? We don't get that either.
No, we don't get Rogue One.
Mm. Rogue One was Disney?
Oh yeah.
That was before Disney. Was that the very first thing?
No. Force Awakens was the very first thing. Rogue One was the very second thing.
Okay.
Because Rogue One was pre-Last Jedi.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that's right.
I don't remember the time.
Did it come out after Last Jedi? I think, actually, hold on.
Oh, it didn't come out after Last Jedi.
It might have. Hold on. I am checking. Okay, Last Jedi came out December 15th, 2017. Can't spell Rogue. Okay, so yeah, Rogue One came out just the year before that, December 16th, 2016. Gotcha. So, yeah, man.
It tainted everything after it.
Yeah.
Except for Mandalore.
So I'm automatically going to say this up front. I would feel sad if it was not purchased by Disney, because Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars movie.
Okay. Okay.
It
had been a long time since I'd been excited about Star Wars like I was with Mandalorian.
That too. Mandalorian is fantastic.
Yeah.
Both seasons. Both seasons are fantastic for different reasons. Now, I hate how they tied in Book of Boba Fett with those two episodes, if those were the start of season three, actually that wouldn't even make sense. But if they were the start of season three of Mandalorian, you know, fully on time, especially his whole journey with, like, wielding the darks.
Yeah, he went and got a new ship. He wheeled the dark saber and learned how to. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That had nothing to do.
Boba Fett wasn't. He couldn't even pull up to Boba's house and be like, "Hey, can you like come over here with me real quick? I need to go talk to my peoples." I got you back. Yes, I'm currently dealing with a gang war with the Fetts, among other you know, drug traders, spice traders in my area.
And but don't forget, I gotta take a nap. So let's.
Can I bring my back to tank? Right now. I must bring my back to tank so that I may sleep.
You might
want to
just ask Fennec Shand what she's doing.
Right. Actually,
she's about that life. Like,
grab Fennec.
Yeah.
Grab Fennec. We're going to try to spin her off. We're going to try to spin her off onto a third spinoff show. The Fennec Shand Show, starring Fennec Shand.
Oh, man.
Did you not get enough Fennec?
I think that answers that. Even if that comes at the cost of the newest trilogy, which there's some bright spots there for me, and some not so bright spots. But if I have to give up Mandalorian, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So we probably wouldn't get some of these other projects. I'd say there's a very loose chance we do get a new trilogy. Especially, I think it would have taken more time for Lucas to kind of develop it, because he has to be kind of motivated to, like, do I want to dip my toes back into this thing again? It's just very interesting where it could have gone.
I feel like, give him a shot, right? Let him straighten some things out. That's really where that question came from, because I feel like he's still got that passion for it. But I
do you feel like he has the passion for it?
I don't know. I do. I think he's still there. Mm. He's still there doing the thing. But I just don't know.
I think he has a passion.
The vision, like the.
He has a passion for the franchise, but if he had to sit down and put pen to paper
and do a movie, you don't know if he can do it.
I don't think,
that he would knock it out.
See, you know, would he work with, like, Lawrence Kasdan to kind of help shore up the kind of funny business with the...
Yeah.
Honestly, his biggest thing would be, hey, bring in Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
And, you know, the person that you're... If he was grooming Dave Filoni to be, like, his successor.
Yeah.
And then, like, handing the keys of the castle over or something like that, or putting him in a high... Yeah, I think that probably would have been... Because then, you know, we're truly seeing the spinoffs of, like, the Rogue Ones and the prequels and all that stuff. All the stuff he set up in Clone Wars. But, yeah, man. I don't know if we'd be getting individual movies like this. We certainly wouldn't get movies like Solo or Obi-Wan Kenobi. Those aren't coming back.
Yeah.
So I'd say largely there's more good than bad with output.
I mean, even when we talk about The Mandalorian, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
So, you know.
Because that's a great Star Wars thing.
Yeah. I also think that the sequel trilogy would have been vastly different.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
Star Wars, you continue to curse us.
You.
Darn you. Anyways, that should pretty much cover our show for the time being. So, got a lot of ground covered in this episode.
Dude, we're going to come in strong next week with that D23 info, bruh.
I'm just going to... The whole episode is just me going, ah! Whole time.
And then did you see...
Listen for that sound a lot. Followed by... It's very aggressive breathing. So, bro, did you? The term injected into my veins will be said. And then I'll be like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this thing in particular? I don't, what? It'll be, it's always one of those.
Yeah. Always.
And then we'll be,
we thought that about WandaVision.
Uh-huh.
Like, why? Why would you do this? What is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm. And the Pixar announcements, it'll be like, man, that looks like super interesting and cute.
There it is.
And Disney be like, bruh, are we getting another spinoff of this thing?
Yeah. Look, Pixar's like this. The slight thumbs up. Pixar is kind of like this when Disney announces Pixar movies. Yeah, we've got this new Pixar movie. It'll be streaming tomorrow on Disney Plus for free. We hate you, Pixar.
Right. There's just a Pixar guy behind the camera. He's just snapping his pencils in half. We spent 13 years building that movie.
It's streaming now for free. Right. We don't care if it's done. It's fine. It's right. Fine.
We released at the same time that the sing-along for Frozen 2 came out. So we'll be competing.
Back to back. Frozen yeah. 2 sing-along.
Right. We put Frozen on Ice on Disney Plus. And let me tell you, that Frozen on Ice, that's doing numbers. Also, the latest Pixar movie is there.
We don't know what it's called.
It's, whatever. Yeah. We let them do that because they're prestigious and they make us money. From Prestige.
Prestige.
They win our Oscars.
Right.
Hey Pixar, are you here?
No. Nope.
It's time to go win another Oscar, baby.
Let's get out there and bring Daddy home an Oscar.
Right. This is your Oscar year. Now look, every now and then we're gonna have you put your Oscar stuff down and go work on another Cars or a Buzz Lightyear thing. But just remember, when time comes, we're gonna be blowing that whistle. You come back here and you make that Oscar thing.
You just trot yourself on up there.
Right. We're not gonna have a shenanigans like we did the other year when you lost to what was Spider-Man? Get the heck out of here. Freaking kidding me. You're gonna lose a Spider-Man? Lose a Spider-Man?
That I love Disney exec now.
Disney exec doesn't do cocaine. They have a plan.
They have a plan that works. It's all very sound. However devious and underhanded, it's very good. And it works for everyone. And what's we don't this? Even what's... know it until it's happening.
Okay, let's see here. What'd you bring me here? This is a Pixar movie. It's about a box of crayons that comes to life and they solve child hunger. That's a beautiful movie. We'll green light it. But pocketbook looking a little lighty lighty. Thinking we're needing another Cars sequel. Let's get on that.
Get on that, right.
What's Larry the Cable Guy doing?
No, he's just like, bring in Larry.
Right. Hey, Larry, I know your shtick is way overrated, and honestly, Tomater has completely supplanted your stand-up, because...
That's literally all you are.
It's just you.
It's all you are.
You're not even Larry the Cable Guy. No. We have actually bring Susan in here. We've legally changed your name to Tomater. I hope you're okay with that.
Go ahead and
it'll
sign
play
here.
Better at the line of live events that we show when you come in.
Your grandchildren's also, children will never have to work. Go ahead and sign here.
Yeah, exactly. We recommend you sign because you know anybody could do that accent, right? Anybody. I can. I have no formal training and I can do that accent.
Just want you just to know. Evil. Incorrect.
All right. Let's see. So that's Pixar out of the way.
That comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, that will come out tomorrow. Get the VFX team on here. Sir, they want to talk to you about what happened with Soul. What is Soul? Did we release that? Oh. Okay. How'd it do? They say it won an Oscar, so good job. You've earned your paycheck for another year.
Good job. You've earned a plane sequel.
No. We don't. Planes is handled by our regular animation division. Come on now.
Yes, it is.
It's planes. We're not going to dilute the Cars brand. Come on. It's freaking planes.
Oh, man.
So
ridiculous. That's awesome. I love
fully
Disney exec.
Disney exec and every other cocaine exec. They're definitely two different guys.
Yes, definitely.
Disney exec's more evil. It's like, let's see, on the agenda today, kill Netflix. That is still number one. We're getting there.
How's that going?
Actually, real well. You see, we just took their best show, Daredevil. We just made it.
We took it all.
We said 18 episodes. You know, it's ridiculous. You know what's worse? We're going to drop these episodes one at a time and watch them writhe.
Watch it writhe for 18 weeks.
They are going to burn.
We're going to watch this ride for 4.5 months.
Right. Right. New episodes every week. It's ridiculous. We're going to make so much money off of this. Are you kidding me? We're going to guest star everybody. Are you kidding? Like, are you serious? God. Like, it's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. All right. I'm going to somehow get Tony Stark to show up. I don't know how.
I don't know.
Whatever. We're going to hologram Stan Lee into it. Right. This is going to be ridiculous.
I'm a planet. It doesn't matter.
Right. Internally, we have it noted as Daredevil, die Netflix, die.
Oh, man.
Freaking Netflix is over here talking about, can we get Knives Out sequel in theaters? Let's buy some theaters. Mm-hmm. We're like,
all your Marvel heroes and put them front and center and watch you die.
Right. Oh, you didn't understand what the game plan was. No. We took those back. You thought we were going to recast this? No. We're going to show you how we do it better than you.
That's him right there.
Yeah. This is the Shaq dunk of us over you, where he rubs his like crotch in your face as you fall to the ground.
Yeah, Disney exec is crotch in face.
Right. Gosh. All right, guys. We've definitely, you squeezed out another 10 minutes over. So anyway, guys, that is our show as always. If you have not done so already, please like, rate, and subscribe to us wherever you can listen to this show, however you're listening to it, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music, Google Music, whatever. Just anything you can do to help us out on there would be a very big help. And Steve, where can they find you? Where can they find the show?
You're going to find the Nerd Smash Talkcast on Twitter at @NerdSmash_TC. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steve L. Dub.
That's right. You can find me on Twitter at LTTheFifth. That's at LTTHAFIFTH. And you can email us nerdsmash.tc@gmail.com if you have any questions for the show or anything you want us to talk about on the show. We are certainly open to bringing those conversations up on here. So feel free to reach out to us and we will get that taken care of. And we may answer them as either cocaine fueled exec or Disney exec, depending on who is who's feeling a little more lively at that time. Or, you know, it could also be scumbag Palpatine.
Yeah, could be. It might be. After what happens this weekend, it might be.
I want a Palpatine sequel series.
Oh, God, no.
It'll be called Somehow Palpatine Returned.
Somehow I manage.
I'm back, baby. I'm in Malibu. So the force took me. I'm in a Big Brother style house.
Like a reality show. Where he's the host and Vader's like his sidekick and he just trashes him the whole time.
No, Vader's not here. Screw that guy.
And they're everyone in the house is looking to take over Vader's spot.
I just want the straight to camera confessionals. Yeah. Things are looking a little rough for old Sheev. I lost the challenge today, so I don't have the protection idol.
No, he's got to be the host, and he just kills people when they don't pass whatever thing. When they get voted off, it's Force Lightning.
And the winner of the show is who he force projects his body in, or his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
You're exactly. The perfect vessel for old Sheev. We got to stop bringing up Sheev Palpatine on this show, man.
Oh, my God.
It's killing me. All you guys talk about is Palpatine now. Well, you know.
I can't help it.
Yeah. Everything about his entire motivation now is hilarious with the completion of that last trilogy. It's fantastic. Anyway, guys, that is our show. Steve, how would you like us to sign off today?
Do it.
Yeah, I'd like to, but, you know, we've got, I got a meeting with Pixar and Paramount says they maybe want to sell to us. It's a whole thing.
I got some cutbacks to make it Pixar, and then I'm going to drop a new Cars movie on them. So, and they're going to hit the gym before that, so I'll see you later.
You know, every 3 years we have to come out with some sort of either Cars or Toy Story content. It's ridiculous.
They eat it up. I don't know.
We're actually resurrecting Ernest to revive the voice of Slinky Dog.
Yes.
So that we can do a Slinky Dog spinoff movie.
Oh my God.
It'll be about
18 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it decimate everything on streaming.
Right. Oh, you thought you were getting, you thought Stranger Things was hot? Wait till this Percy Jackson comes out. 18 episodes.
18 episodes rolling through your summer.
Right. You're not ready for us. What do you got? We're going to watch Wednesday? Yeah, okay, bud. Cool. All right, guys, we got to go.
No, you're not.
All right, guys, that's our show. We're out of here. I'm out.